it is not a toll to be paid.
Is the government engaging the Iranian authorities to secure transit through the Strait of Hormuz for Singapore-flagged vessels, similar to what other countries like Malaysia has done? And will Singapore be open to paying a toll to pass through the Strait of Hormuz?
What is the international law position on these types of straits? And the position is quite clear. There is a right of transit passage, It's not a privilege to be granted by the bordering state. It's not a license to be supplicated for. It is not a toll to be paid. It is a right of all nations' ships to traverse. This right is enshrined in the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, of which obviously Singapore is a signatory and has ratified. So to your specific question, yes, I have engaged with the Iranian foreign minister before the war. And yes, I'm sure I will engage him in the near future. But as a matter of principle, and not because we're taking sides, I cannot engage in negotiations for safe passage of ships or negotiate on toll rates, because to do so would be implicitly eroding this legal principle.